Joining us is Lucas Walker. He is a former law clerk to the Honorable Samuel Alito of the United States Supreme Court, and he also served as a law clerk to the Honorable Neil Gorsuch, who is in the news quite a bit lately, and he is here to talk to us about that. Good morning, Mr. Walker. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We're fantastic. So yesterday, we finally got to hear Judge Gorsuch speak. We finally got to hear him answer some questions. And I have to tell you, I was so impressed. He was just so smooth. He was absolutely phenomenal, composed. Is that the real Judge Gorsuch, or was that just a product of the pre-hearing coaching?
Absolutely. It was the same Judge Gorsuch that I've known for many years. Just an incredibly prepared, calm, articulate man who's thought very, very deeply about, you know, the fundamental issues of what it means to be a judge in our society. And I think that's what you heard yesterday.
It was very impressive. He was very calm and cool under pressure. And the way he answered the questions, I felt, was very genuine. And I actually really believed it. Because I tried to be skeptical, but I really believed what he was saying. Do you think he sold the likes of Dianne Feinstein yesterday?
Well, I think they certainly would have liked to hear more, because that's what senators always like to hear. They like to hear how cases will be decided.
Right.
I do think, and judges don't ever want to talk about that, do they?
Well, and they can't. They're ethically barred from making those sorts of promises, and that makes a lot of sense. If you go before a judge, you don't want that judge to have made any promises about how they're going to rule in cases like yours as the price of getting confirmed. But, you know, I do think, as I was in the hearing room watching part of the hearings yesterday, I think very often you could tell that the senators were understanding that he was being genuine and sincere in his answers.
There was much talk about this moment in the hearing yesterday. Judge Gorsuch talking about Roe versus Wade and some questioning about that. Take a listen.
Did he ever ask you to overrule Roe v. Wade?
No, Senator.
What would he have done if he'd asked?
Senator, I would have walked out the door. It's not what judges do. Okay. They don't do it at that end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and they shouldn't do it at this end either, respectfully.
The question, to be more specific, was what if did the president ask you to overturn Roe v. Wade? And he said, I would have walked out the door had he done that. Talk about that moment.
I thought it was a really powerful moment. It's something that I've heard him say before to me, and I know it's true. It's exactly what he would have done. He enjoys his life in Colorado an awful lot, and you know, he doesn't need to be making promises to be on the Supreme Court. It's just not something he would do. And I the last bit about they don't do it at this end of Pennsylvania Avenue, they should do it at that end of Pennsylvania Avenue, I think is the sort of really memorable turn of phrase that Judge Gorsuch is so rightly known for, too, in terms of his writing style.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, do you think that since you knew Justice Alito and you know Justice Gorsuch as well, do you think that he is a good replacement? That's what President Trump has been looking for, someone to fill Justice Alito's shoes. Justice Scalia's shoes. I'm sorry about that. Do you think he can do that? Do you think this is a good match for that?
Well, I think that no one can truly replace Justice Scalia.
Right.
He was one of a kind. I think in terms of filling his shoes, you couldn't have a better choice. They're not going to rule the same on every case. They, you know, certainly have their differences. They're their own men, but they both have a similarly, limited view of what the power of a judge is in our society versus what a legislature is. And, you know, a commitment to, you know, as a general matter, interpreting legal texts according to their plain meaning, as an ordinary person would have understood them when they became law, and you know, also a respect for precedent. You know, Justice Scalia, you know, always noted that his originalism was tempered by a respect for precedent, and Judge Gorsuch wrote an 800 book on that topic. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities. It's not going to be a clone, just like no two justices are ever voted exactly the same, but you know, I think a really fitting replacement. There are three Judge Gorsuch clerks who also clerked for Justice Scalia, and they wrote a really moving and touching op-ed about how Judge Gorsuch was a fitting
replacement. Yeah, I think
I didn't want to say replacement.
Well, that's what it is. He's going to be looking to step into his shoes,
right.
And those are really big shoes to fill. And that's why I was confusing you with the people who wrote that letter. So I apologize for that.
Let me ask a question about having clerked for this guy. Give us some insight to the. I mean, he comes across to be a sincere, likable. I think I don't want to use this in a derogatory way. Sometimes a little corny and old fashioned. Is that the guy? Is that what he's like?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I've heard a lot of people compare him to Jimmy Stewart, and he's got a little bit of that folksy manner to him. And I think, I think he likes that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real phenomenal judge. The mandate was always to get it right. It was never to reach a particular result, and it was. It made for a pretty demanding standards of work while I was clerking for him, but it was an incredible experience, and I can't wait for him to be on the Supreme Court.
Now, qualifications wise, I think we all agree that he is phenomenal for this. I think from what I saw yesterday, I try to be skeptical. I think he did a fantastic job. This is a tough job to be a Supreme Court justice. It's very different. It's a very small club of people who understand what it takes. Do you believe that he has an understanding of what it takes to be a Supreme Court judge?
Absolutely. The job of Court of Appeals judge is similar in some ways, but certainly different. Judge Gorsuch also has the advantage here that he clerked for two Supreme Court justices, Justice Byron White and Justice Anthony Kennedy. And so he saw, firsthand, close up, how the court mm-hmm. operates. And the court is nothing if not a place of tradition. And so while there are some things that have changed in the 20 plus years since the judge clerked there, a lot of it is very similar, and I think he's going to step into it, uniquely prepared for the task ahead.
Well, hopefully we will be saying Justice Neil Gorsuch soon. Lucas Walker, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a fantastic day.